That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she-shed.
Can we stop saying she-shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Right now at Sprint, get the super powerful new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 at 50% off with a Sprint Flex lease. Plus, get annual upgrades with Galaxy Forever. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Note 9, $20.83 per month after $20.84 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line and 18-month lease. Early termination results and remaining balance due. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes. Requires qualifying plan. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
There are two kinds of people. Those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group. The trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie mask located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. Northwestern season starts on Thursday, and Pat Fitzgerald discussed his outlook on the season with Mullion Haugh.
I expect us to win the Big Ten West. We've got to go out and earn it, though. And that's the best part of 2 days from now. We get to stop talking, and we get to start playing. So looking forward to the challenge ahead of us. We know it's going to be a daunting one on Thursday night. You know, you got to go on the road in the opener, and then you got to play a Big Ten opponent that's incredibly well coached and talented.
The Coach Fitz conversation available on 670thescore.com. Over to baseball, the Cubs will try for their seventh consecutive win in Cole Hamels' sixth start with the club. Hamels against the Mets, Jacob DeGrom, baseball's ERA leader. First pitch on the Score at 7:05. Joe Maddon at noon with Bernstein and McKnight. The White Sox visit the Yankees in game 2 of 3. James Shields on the bump. The Bears practice in about 15 minutes, and Yahoo Sports says that Raiders edge rusher Khalil Mack will likely miss regular season games. This update brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag We Are Mobile. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
11.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
1, 2.
Midway, the most important of the year.
3, 4.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
A lot of baseball talk today on a baseball-y day and sort of a weird rainy day with a long and maddening commute. But we came in here and we discussed the Cubs and the Mets and some interesting trivia notes regarding Michael Kopech and Kyle Hendricks. Jeff Sullivan had all kinds of information for us, and we discussed...
And a little dose of just realism on Carlos Rodon and his starts. That was... It was helpful. It was meaningful. And I think, honestly, it's... I don't think it was...
Unexpected.
Not the dark cloud that you thought it might be, but certainly some realism on the non-undershirt-wearing Carlos Rodon.
And we also talked about the Cubs and the Bruce Levine story. We talked with Bruce Levine about the fact that the Cubs are deciding they are going to do this. They are going to make this leap of faith and to go spend a lot of money to try to make a lot of money and create their own television network after next season.
We also talked with Bruce about the Bob Nightingale story, which we'll talk about a little bit after the Midday Midway as well, a story connecting the Cubs and Joe Madden, or perhaps disconnecting them.
And then we'll talk to Joe Madden about it at noon also.
Oh, yeah, we got that too.
And Bob Nightingale is going to join McNeil and Parkins today at 2:40.
Okay.
So the Score has got you covered.
So they've got Albert Almora at 2 and then Bob Nightingale at 2:40 about the story we're going to talk with Joe Madden about at noon.
Ah!
Good!
That's how it works.
College football is stupid, it is ugly, and sometimes it's a lot of fun. And it's great when the two bottom ends of the triangle, the stupid and the fun, line up together and the ugly part just kind of stays away. But sometimes you can't necessarily get it all like that. But I think I've got a story that's both stupid and fun for you. You know who the number two team in the nation is to start the season? Clemson.
Okay.
With one of the best defensive lines maybe you've seen on a college football team. And I mean, there's...
You're going to make Parkins run in here.
Folks, you know, saying, I know.
Running down the hall naked. Again.
There's four guys that could be drafted. And not just like, you know, drafted. I'm talking first round kind of stuff on that Clemson D-line. Anyway, their week one opponent might in fact be a Clemson student. Here's how. Furman, right? Furman quarterback. I would kill Terry with this story. Their week one opponent is Furman.
Yes.
You okay?
I know. Just, and picturing a superhero.
As I saw this story, I was like, oh, look, it's stupid and funny. And it'll be stupid and funny for Dan, too.
He was bitten by an otter, a radioactive otter, and he became Furman.
Furman, as it turns out, is about 40 minutes from Clemson. Furman does not have an engineering major. So
I've called a basketball game from the home of the Furman Paladins.
Well, there wasn't a single engineering major on that basketball team.
In Greenville, right?
Paladins. Yeah, I mean Greenville. So if, as it turns out, you are a student athlete at one school where that school does not offer your major, you may take classes at another school in that major while still taking the rest of your classes at that school for which you're playing. That's exactly the case for Furman quarterback Harris Roberts. He is a Furman student. He's a Clemson engineering student, and he will also start week one at quarterback for Furman.
Divided loyalties, cannot trust him.
The Clemson Tigers.
Must recuse.
He is going to have his ass handed to him by the collective Clemson defensive line. It's going to be ugly for him, but at least he knows where the Clemson football stadium is because his classes are right around the corner from there. This, my friend, is an instance where college football, which won't let players transfer when they feel like it, but will let coaches walk for multi-million-dollar contracts, also will let someone go play quarterback for a school against whom they're taking classes. I don't. It's crazy. It's stupid.
You're right. It's stupid. And sometimes you can be rewarded if you dare to be stupid. And that is the case for none other than Weird Al Yankovic, who has been awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
He is. He was wonderful. And it's amazing to me how youthful this guy is. He's only 58.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this guy has been around since, I want to say, when was my Bologna in response to my Sharona?
Yeah.
In like 79 or something? Like, when you think of how young
he was calling into the Dr. Demento show, right?
Right, he was doing this in college.
In a bathroom.
Recording stuff with his accordion in a bathroom in college.
This says 1979.
Yeah, the guy's been relevant since 1979. And those of us who have been Dr. Demento devotees have known him since the very, very beginning. When it was really the only radio show as a child that I listened, that I tried to go out of my way to listen to. I was not a big radio fan as a kid, but Dr. Demento was that show. And Weird Al Yankovic is one of the good guys. And I know it because people who have run across him, who have been around him, not an ounce of pretense, of big time stardom, of condescension. It's autographs for everybody, always available. Just for a weird guy, as completely normal a guy as there is. And I'm still stumping for Weird Al Yankovic to play halftime of a Super Bowl, if only to have Les Grobstein ask questions of him at the press conference. But here's what he had to say at the ceremony.
Please don't pickaxe my star, okay, guys? I mean, I know it's all the rage these days, but that's not cool. Just, you know, that's rude. Just please don't do that. Unless at some point in the future I do something unfathomably monstrous and evil, in which case, sure, fine, okay, go ahead. That makes sense.
And he added, anything short of that, please limit yourself to spitting and urinating. Congratulations, Weird Al Yankovic.
So Odell Beckham got himself paid. Did you see the celebration videos from inside the Giants locker room? I mean, there were dances, there were cheering, there was rejoicing. But apparently, you know, we spent all offseason wondering whether Odell Beckham was going to get traded, whether or not the Giants were actually going to make this investment. A piece in the New York Post details one NFL team who was interested in Odell Beckham, perhaps trading for him before the Giants signed him to a $65 million guaranteed contract with 95 potential making power. One team apparently hired a private investigator to keep an eye on Odell Beckham while the Giants were open to trading him. The scene was suspicious enough, and apparently, you know, Beckham was involved in some things. There was a video showing him in bed with a model and perhaps a blunt, and that went viral back in March. And apparently one team